Good evening. With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Tomorrow will be Spring Election Day in Wisconsin. A bevy of state and local races are on the ballot. Statewide, voters will decide on one Supreme Court justice seat, where Circuit Judges Rebecca Dallet and Michael Scredock are running. There's also a vote to amend the state constitution to eliminate the office of state treasurer. You'll also find various circuit court judges' races. Rhinelander will elect a new mayor, and there will be at least one new city council member. There are three school referendums in the region, at Merrill, Phillips, and Prentice, along with a number of contested school board races. Most county boards in the region have contested races. The Wisconsin Elections Commission reports turnout is generally between 15% and 20% of eligible voters, although it hit a high of 34% for a state Supreme Court race in 2011. Join us for results tomorrow evening here on WXPR, starting shortly after 10 o'clock tomorrow night, and they'll have results again Wednesday morning, and of course you'll be able to check the WXPR website. When President Trump signed the omnibus spending bill recently, he kept the government running. One little publicized development was a move by members of Congress to remove the gray wolf from the federal endangered species list. That was eliminated from the bill Trump signed. Ken Kroll has more.
The move stops states from managing gray wolf populations and leaves it in federal control through the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Great Lakes field representative for the Endangered Species Coalition, Melissa Smith, says members of Congress tried to put the policy issue inside the funding bill.
It is our feeling that a wolf delisting bill, a standalone wolf delisting bill, would never pass Congress. So they tried to slip that in to remove wolves from the Endangered Species Act, but more importantly, also do that with subject to no judicial review, meaning taking away the rights of our citizens to challenge our government if we don't feel that they have acted ethically or have not followed protocol.
Smith says Wisconsin's congressional delegation received many calls asking to keep wolves protected.
If wolves are to be delisted, fine. Go through proper procedure. Go through U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and have them use best available science to delist the wolf, not with a political maneuvering in Congress on a budget bill.
Wisconsin Senators Ron Johnson and Tammy Baldwin, as well as Representative Sean Duffy, voiced support for delisting the gray wolf. Johnson's office said he would continue to get the delisting done. In 2012, the gray wolf was delisted from Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan. In 2014, the wolves were returned to federal protection after a lawsuit. In Wisconsin, lawmakers introduced a bill that would ban enforcing laws aimed at managing Wisconsin's wolf population. The language would also prohibit the state DNR from spending any money to manage wolves other than paying claims for losses. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.
Trees for Tomorrow in Eagle River is again offering the public the opportunity to purchase trees from them. Spokesperson Julie Wellnitz says offering the public seedlings to plant on their property continues a long tradition.
They're about two-year-old seedlings. They're not bare root. They're in a dirt plug. It goes back to the history of Trees for Tomorrow. We're coming up on 74 years of Trees for Tomorrow, and our beginnings were helping landowners reforest their land after the cutover.
She says the seedlings come in May and they usually sell out in August. She says four types of seedlings are being offered.
They are native to Wisconsin. We try and stick with natives. We have a red, or also known as a Norway pine, a white spruce, and a northern white cedar.
Well, it says call Trees for Tomorrow at 715-479-6456 or go to their website, treesfortomorrow.com. The federal government says a lawsuit filed by the Menominee tribe is moot and a judge should dismiss it. Aquila Resources wants to operate a mine in Menominee County, Michigan. The state of Michigan has reportedly already issued three of the four permits needed for the Back 40 mine project to move ahead. The tribe filed its lawsuit in January. It says the project threatens sacred land and the environment, especially the Menominee River. There is a concentration of sites which are sacred to the tribe at the 60-island area where the mine would be located. Ice fishermen in northern Wisconsin are enjoying an extended season, but they know things are about to come to an end. Shawano Lake hasn't had fishing in March for the past 3 years. As March turns into April, there is still an estimated 18 to 20 inches of ice on the lake. For a lot of the ice fishermen, open water fishing just isn't the same. They were out on the ice last weekend enjoying the longer season. The biennial Wisconsin Youth Risk Behavior Survey finds fewer high school students are drinking these days. 30% of the students responding admitted they drink even though they are too young to do it legally. That compares to 50% when the survey was taken 20 years ago. Our forecast tonight, there is a winter storm warning taking effect at 1 a.m. Tuesday, lasting until 4 a.m. Wednesday. Heavy snow is expected, total storm accumulations of 7 to 11 inches. Tonight, snow at a low around 22, about 2 inches overnight. For tomorrow, snow, a high near 29, another 4 inches of snow expected. Northwoods Cafe is next. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.